Hi, I'm Natalie Grant. Most of us have experienced the death of a loved one, or we've watched somebody that we know and love experience the pain of losing somebody that they love. Maybe this is even happening to some of you right now, or to somebody that you know in your circle of friends, at school or at work, maybe in a prayer group. My friend Krista Wells wrote this song after she had lost two people very dear to her in the span of 48 hours. I recorded this song in the prayer and hopes that it would bring comfort to a lot of people. The first time I heard it, honestly, it just moved me to tears. Krista found a lot of comfort in its message, and my prayer and hope is that you will too.
Is too little. They let him go. They had no sudden healing. To think that Providence would take a child from his mother while she prays is appalling. Who told us we'd be rescued? What has changed, and why should we be saved from nightmares? We're asking why this happens to us who have died to live. It's unfair. This is what it means to be held, how it feels when the sacred is torn. This is what it is to be loved and to know that the promise was when.
Good morning and welcome to The Sound of Theos. I'm your host, David McDowell. Don't often feature a lot of contemporary Christian music on here. I lean a lot more toward the Christian rock side myself, but heard this song yesterday driving around, actually right when I went to Wally World with my wife. And when I introduced the song, there's a local Christian radio station here, and honestly, for the life of me, I forget the call letters, but it's 91.1 here in Ashland, Ohio. And they played that song, and when they first introduced it, I thought they said "Hell" by Natalie Grant. I thought, well, that's an odd name. And then when I heard the song, I realized that it wasn't "Hell," and I realized I even had it on MP3 because I had got it before, and I just hadn't had a chance to listen to it yet. And what a powerful song. I want to, if I can, I'm going to find the lyrics for it and post up the lyrics somewhere, either on the blog or somewhere else. And the somewhere else is what makes this edition of The Sound of Theos a little bit special. We're going to try a little experiment today and see. I'm going to post this episode up on openpodcast.org. And also going to post it at my blog, or my blog.
Oh.
It's early in the morning. It's like 8:08 a.m. here, so, and I'm still drinking my first cup of coffee, although my first cup of coffee is huge. I got this big, tall cup that says caffeinated on the side of it. I got it from Target. It's great. So I'm about a third of the way through it, I should say. Anyway, I was screwing around on MySpace yesterday, and I noticed that you do have the ability through MySpace to upload podcasts, and I don't know what the restrictions are. I haven't looked into it in detail, but I decided, hey, let's throw a podcast up there and see what happens. So this is a hello for anyone that's listening through my MySpace profile, which for those of you that aren't is www.myspace.com/DaveMcDowell1. If my experiment goes well, what I will do is actually create a MySpace profile for The Sound of Theos, but we'll get there. And also, because I think this is episode 9, there's not enough episodes at this point that I'm so far behind. I'll probably go back and post old episodes up through that feed also, just to kind of see how it goes. But today's an exciting day for me. I am going, thought I was going out this morning actually, and then I realized the schedule was a little different than I anticipated. there's no set schedule for this conference. It's really weird. So it actually doesn't start until 3:30 p.m. today, and there's also another session at 7:30 p.m. But I get a chance to hear Dr. Tony Evans speak today. It's a church conference here, I believe held on the campus of Ashland University, as opposed to not just the seminary, but the university. But Dr. Tony Evans speak on effective church ministry in the 21st century. Really looking forward to that. And hopefully I will be podcasting from the road tonight. I went out yesterday to Wally World and did by a small tape recorder. Sound quality will not be awesome. I've already tested it a bit, but I have got it up to a point where you can at least hear a good portion of everything that's going to go on tonight. So hopefully not only will I be on the road, but hopefully I'll be able to get the actual sermons up, and the speakers up for you, the things that Tony Evans is going to talk about. I might even do that as early as tonight or tomorrow morning. So this was actually a very unplanned podcast, so I had no idea I was going to do it until I just, like, you know what, this morning I could do this because I'm not going anywhere and I've got some reading to catch up on, and just thought I would shoot out a podcast real quick again say hey to you guys. And I hope you've heard the new promo. It's up on www.openpodcast.org. I will also post that probably along the RSS feed on MySpace also. So anyway, just wanted to say hey this morning, and I'm not going to stick around real long. But one thing I will say, though, about the MySpace thing is that if it works, and depending on what the limitations are, I would be able to post a longer podcast. So that would be cool. But I'm going to take you out with a little more Natalie Grant this morning. She's kind of our featured artist this morning. And let her play a little while for you. And we will see you guys. Hopefully the next podcast you hear from me will be from at the church ministry conference here on the campus of Ashland University. Till then, love, peace, and a pot of neck bones. I'll see you later. With heaven left behind, he came to save.